keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Wow, what a crazy week.
It has been.
And it's the cold weather is settling in Detroit. And a lot of interesting, fun things, as always, in the web are happening this week.
Everything's changing all the time.
Lots of cool stuff to talk about with Google and the Google Plus network and some exciting things that are happening. And, you know, I was just talking with one of my clients in regards to Google Communities that just launched this week.
Yep.
Basically, Google Communities are integrated all with your Google Plus account, and it's basically trying to mimic Facebook groups in a large way. Yeah. And there is a lot of real estate out there that if you are looking to purchase the corner lot on the beachfront, you can go grab it right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty serious with the amount of brand generic terms that you can actually create groups for and own them and mandate those. And I think if you're smart, you're going to go into your Google Plus account right now, log in, go to community, and start looking at your different products, which we also need to do this for our clients as
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll let Mike fill you in a little bit more, and I'm going to get some information on Google Communities because I want to definitely share this on this podcast.
Well, Google Communities is basically, like Dwight said, Facebook groups. So you basically just – it's a really easy way for people to talk about one topic in one simple place on Google. And because it's pretty new, we don't know the SEO value of anything like this, but this could be – super hot for, you know, for brands, especially local brands, because they're not only active on you know, Google Plus Local, have all that optimized, their own posts optimized, but also the fact that if other people are talking about their service in a dedicated local community, there's also that. So it remains to be seen how important it actually will be, but right now it's a wide open space. I mean, there's just we just locked up web design this morning. And, you know, but stuff, you know, it's just everything is available on that platform at the moment. And it's also remains to be seen how important it'll be because of the extreme lack of, what would you say, Dwight, the lack of interaction on Google Plus, overall interaction?
Participation and engagement by real people that actually give two shits.
Yeah, because Google just released its numbers, and apparently 500 million users are now on the network, which means that 500 million people have upgraded to Google Plus from their Gmail account, which means really nothing in the end. It's like having a Facebook account you don't use. It doesn't really matter. 235 million of those are active on Google Plus, and what Google is classifying that as is users who are actively plus-oneing apps in the app or in the Google Play Store, doing Hangouts in Gmail and using other Google Plus functions, but really aren't involved too much in the network. But 135 million, only 27% of them are actually using the network as it was intended. They're using it like Facebook and Twitter and getting a lot of their information and their news through the stream. So, I mean, if only 27% of the people are using the network, then it's... I don't see how useful communities can be if no one's on the network as it is.
Kind of like our podcasts.
Nah.
Not everybody's listening to them. What good is it to speak out into the open air or the overnight long-haul radio DJ? So, I mean, those are really good points. And one of the things when I was just talking to one of our clients was, hey, jump on this. Grab the different community names that you feel are going to be relevant. Make sure they're under the ownership of your corporate account.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be the next domain, you know, marketplace of the mid-90s, late 90s.
Yeah.
Because nobody thought that domain names were going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've seen the surgence of all these different TLDRs that came out after the fact, .mobi, .info, .cc.
Yep.
People started buying all that shit, and it didn't pan out very well. There's no value in anything really except a .com, .net, .org, in my opinion. But at least you'll be going to be able to have these communities. But, you know, while you were talking, I was just thinking, you know, they're not going to mean much if you're not utilizing them.
Exactly.
So I think that's where, you're going to have to do the second part of it. You may get a really good name and lock up a very good brand name or a broad term. However, you're going to have to engage inside of that community and produce content.
Mm-hmm. It all comes back to content.
And I think Google will like that in a large way because chances are there's going to be advertising wrapped all around mm-hmm. your stream. So,
I mean, so far, though, I mean, Google Plus is pretty advertisement free. I haven't really seen anything on it.
They're just scraping all the data.
Yeah.
So basically, Google Communities, like we said, it launched this week. And talk about the stuff you're into with the people who love it. So I'm reading directly from Google's kind of like press release on their blog, but whether it's for your family, your book club, or people around the world who share your interests, communities give each of the different groups a home base. Rich conversations, you can post videos, photos, plan events, you can have events, and you can do face-to-face discussions integrated with the Hangout feature, which is kind of cool as
well. That's very cool.
From foodies to volunteer groups to football fanatics, communities help you find people who are into the same things as you. So this is just really the new, awesome, cool message board, bulletin board mm-hmm. back of the day. You can also make communities private or public, which is nice. So you can do an invite only. So maybe you want to do something for your wedding, or maybe it's an initiative that you are working on in your hometown. You can very specifically create that community and make it private, only to specific members.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And
it'd be a great way to market certain things to certain people as a brand. Created a private community.
There's exclusivity involved in it as well.
Exactly.
So I think if you make it private and you start inviting people, that might be pretty cool. But it makes it very easy for you to invite everybody that's inside of your network and your circles.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a lot of ways to share. That's going to be big on mobile as well. So you have your new iPad mini. It has a camera. Take some camera pictures. Integrate, because you have your Google Plus app installed, and then post it directly to your network.
Excuse me.
So that's kind of cool.
Google's also released a new app called Snapseed for the iPhone and the Google Play Store.
They bought Snap, didn't they?
I believe so. Okay. Snapseed is a photo app that is pretty much Google's version of Instagram.
Oh.
But it's integrated. The app itself is integrated right with Google Plus, so you can share from the app to your Google Plus. And you know, Instagram has all the filters and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Snapseed actually allows you to edit those photos in a kind of a cool way. Like, you can actually brighten them without having to change the filter.
Really?
You can turn them black and white without having, like, just a black and white filter. You can do it by adjusting the gradient and all that stuff.
Wow.
So Google is making a big push with Google Plus to actually get people to use it. And I think mobile is their best shot, because that's where Facebook is still lacking in mobile.
The newer versions, you know, Facebook has released a couple new versions in the past 30 days. I believe two different variations they've had
mm-hmm.
of updates. And their updates of the past 60 days have been tremendously
great. I mean, their app's miles ahead of where it was in July.
I mean, being able to share posts from your mobile device, I mean, let's do that.
Until August, their app wasn't even built in Concrete C. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It was built in HTML5, so it was running everything as a website. Yeah. So that's why it was so slow and buggy. But now, I mean, it runs a lot smoother, but they're still, in comparison to Twitter or even Google Plus, I think their platform's not as smooth.
Well, I like the ability to share posts. I also like the ability that if I want to post an image and leave a description and tag people, I can do it all in one swipe.
Yep.
It's not limiting me to one image mm-hmm. per, you know, posting.
Post.
I can go ahead and grab a bunch of those.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm very interested to see where Google Plus is going, because only about a quarter of the people are using it right now.
37% is more than a quarter.
Well, 37. Well, I actually did the math wrong yesterday. It's 27%.
27%.
Yes, that was my mistake.
And that is a quarter.
Yep.
Quarter of the users. And I am struggling to use it because I am trying to, and I'm searching pretty damn hard, and I am really thinking very damn hard on following a number of different circles, number of individuals. It appears right now everybody is using it as a broadcast string,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of engagement that is happening. But I think it has any ability, because some of the people I know that I follow that have great sites, that put great, awesome stuff out there. Bill Sawalski of SEO by the Sea, mm-hmm. he talks a lot about all the patents and whatnot that search engines, mostly Google, are awarded. And he started posting there. And I was like, oh, cool, Bill's on here. And looking at some of the people that he was broadcasting to, but there was some engagement that was happening. More importantly, there was a lot of people sharing his posts. And people that were sharing his posts were also getting comments on it. So it is a wider net. You're definitely exposing yourself to a bigger audience and some potential new clients, customers, yes. eyeballs to be exposed to your brand or to what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. The engagement on there isn't what I think Google anticipated. But I think, like you mentioned, shares are more important than comments.
Well, and this is now where they're pushing everything as well mm-hmm. with the changes to their algorithm and all these different points of reference and signals.
Yes.
And Google never comes out and say you need to do A, B, and C. They are always very suggestive on what you want to consider.
Yes.
Consider.
There you go. It's Friday, man.
It's Friday, man. And they're not going to tell you exactly what's going to work. So no. They want you to use the network. They want to collect that data. They want to see how that can be utilized in a number mm-hmm. of different ways. They're not dumb. They're not stupid, man.
No.
Not at all. And this goes back to the last thing. And if you're kind of cool, I'll kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, you know, I was talking with some clients yesterday, and it was all about the fact of utilizing SEO. And so we're pretty deep into it and have a long history for it. So it's kind of like, I don't really like the term of coined as SEO anymore because it's so widespread on so many things that you have to do. It's a very integrated strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But they were more about the fact of, well, how do we launch this project? We have a rebuild. There's software. You know, they're doing all the very traditional color by numbers, keyword research, application to content, mm-hmm. all of these things. But the CEO, of course, upper management, C-level management is talking about, well, let's do SEO after the fact and saying these all have to be considered. But more importantly is what is going to be the long-term effort. Shit, I've had this conversation 3 times this week with 3 separate clients. that is going to help to reinforce that you do want to participate. You do want to get rankings because Google's now convoluted the system
yes.
in such a way that it is going to be almost more affordable and cheaper for you to just use AdWords, pay-per-click. So if you can't produce all of this content, it may be more cost effective actually in the long run to do on a cost per click or a CPM model and then look at, you know, just keeping your CPA, your cost per acquisition numbers as low as possible. But I think that's the way they're kind of pushing this as well, too. They want to have the AdWords system. I also heard and I've seen a couple different articles about it. I know I heard about it months ago and then probably before Thanksgiving, but now TechMeme. Yesterday posted an article that Facebook and Bing are very, very close to having a widespread integrated advertising module that they say is going to be highly, highly competitive with AdWords.
That's interesting.
And that would be very interesting. Yeah. Super interesting.
I mean, would they be pulling – well, I guess a lot of people who are logged into Bing, they're also logged into their Facebook. So
yeah.
All of those ads in the search engine would be pulled from their Facebook data.
I wonder if – we could unite the people that use Bing and the people that use Google Plus together. Because then we would actually have a pretty big community.
Yeah.
That could be almost maybe still 10-15% less than the amount of Google users that are out there for search. But, you know, the Bing traffic out there is just weak.
I keep seeing articles that are hinting at a Yahoo and Facebook search integration as well.
It's crazy, man. I'd really love to be able to get someone on the show or talk to some people next time I go to an event. I've heard so much speculation. You know, one of the rumors right away that you know, when Marissa left mm-hmm. Google and automatically went over as a CEO of Yahoo was that, you know, she's basically a spy
mm-hmm. for Google.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think so.
Well, you know, it's speculation on all these things, but
have you seen the redesign?
It
looks like they took Mashable's redesign and applied it to Yahoo, and I don't like it at all.
Well, I'm just curious on, you know, what direction they're going. They obviously need to make money as well, too.
Yes.
That directory is not doing very well. It hasn't for years. And Bing, I think you might see some more traffic increases after the holiday. mm-hmm. immediately after the holiday. I think you're going to see a spike because I think a lot of people probably did order and are giving away those new Windows 8.
Oh, the Surface tablets?
Yeah, the Surface tablets. So that, you know, IE integration in Bing. Is mm-hmm. Bing. IE's the browser.
Yes. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, so that integration. And officially, we are no longer supporting IE7 yes. anymore as well.
That makes me happy.
So
I'm not even a developer, and that makes me happy.
Well, everybody here is pretty happy about that, and it's now going to be a charged thing. So if you want to target all the blue hairs and the people in Dubai, or not Dubai, but New Delhi, and people that are using IE7, then we are going to charge you extra because we are not going to deal with all that archaic technology of 2007, 2008.
Isn't that wild? 5-year-old technology is now archaic and obsolete.
It's crazy, man. Well, just the way shit, everything's evolving. So
all the time.
That's it for us. So go to Google, log into your Google Plus account right now, go to communities and register your community, you fools.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.